So I'm going to start this off. It's a geekish podcast, but I'm going to start this off with a joke.
Okay, let's hear the joke.
Because I heard this joke.
Jokes by Derek. Geekish first.
It made me laugh. This is no personal joke, but it's mainly a statement. Spiders are the only web developers happy to find bugs.
Oh, jeez.
And we're right into a geekish podcast.
Hey, I'm Bino, joined by Derek here. We're talking about things that we get geekish about.
And there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So this week we decided to focus on spinoffs. This got us talking because we saw the new Teen Titans Go movie, and we started talking about spinoffs and went down the rabbit hole of all the kind of spinoffs, the good, the bad, the best, the worst. So that's what we're going to talk about. TV spinoffs, current, past, present.
Well,
maybe future.
If you think about it, we grew up with a lot of spinoffs.
Well, yeah, everything was a spinoff when we were younger.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Because you had, Cheers was the original that spun off into Frasier for whatever reason.
There was two of them from, I believe that was...
But then you had Happy Days. I grew up watching Happy Days reruns that were also Mork and Mindy, for whatever reason. Joni Loves Chachi. The Fonz show or something along those lines.
Yeah, there's the whole. If you go to Wikipedia and search the just TV spinoffs, they literally list hundreds of them, and they are sure to clarify right there, which we'll go into. We'll go with the definition because we've burned ourselves with that before. A spinoff in television is a new series which contains either a different character or theme elements from a previous series. Particularly common in situation comedies, and they're not to be confused with crossovers.
Right.
So some spinoffs are engineered to introduce a new character or just so the character can anchor his or her own spinoff. And there's also Revival Series, which is a later remake of the pre-existing show, but these are not spinoffs. But there are some exceptions, like the Transformers, where it was a different series that rebooted, but it continued the same storyline. So you go through G1 into Beast Wars into Armada, and it was a continuation of the storyline. So by this definition, it technically counts as spinoffs.
Yeah,
because it's...
Beast Wars was a spinoff that, wasn't very good. That's one right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of ones. And reboot series invented for motion pictures... like the Battlestar Galactica miniseries that came out, isn't a spinoff of the 1978 Battlestar Galactica, but it is a spinoff of the new Battlestar Galactica, which was a spinoff of the old one.
I feel like this could be like a diagram where we're just sitting there just doing
yarn. We need some pie charts and some yarn.
Yeah, something along those lines. So one of the ones that comes to mind right off the bat, and just because you were talking about this, I think yesterday or something like that, was Buffy.
Mm-hmm. Buffy, okay. The Vampire Slayer.
The spinoff, Angel. So, right there. That's a perfect example of a spinoff.
That is true. And there were spinoffs that were based on an older movie.
Mm-hmm.
They came up with that's technically not a spinoff, and it's a different world. But it was still Joss Whedon. I was reading about that. The original Buffy the Vampire Slayer that came out in 1992, on July 31st, 1992. And it was a Joss Whedon film, but he apparently had some issues with it. In interviews afterwards, he said that he didn't like what they did. He said it was a start. It was close. But it wasn't quite, and I think that's why he took the reins and got to do the Buffy the series with Sarah Michelle Gellar, and he was so into that because he got to take something that Hollywood, one of his babies, kind of butchered a little bit, and then he got to take another stab
Hollywood
at it.
Hollywood butchering something? No!
And then it had the Angel spinoff, which I like David Boreanaz, but I'm not a huge fan of Angel.
I think that was mainly for the ladies at the time.
That is true.
Something along those lines. One example they have on here that on the Wikipedia list that I don't agree with as a spinoff, they're saying The Flash is a spinoff of Arrow. That's a crossover to me. Because, the Flash was also this, has his own comics and has had his own TV show before in the 90s. So that one to me is a little...
I'm with you because it was like they knew that going in that there's going to be different characters. But the fact that they did cross over in the TV shows, that they invented the TV universe for DC.
Right.
And even before The Flash existed in the Arrow TV show, they had Star City or whatever. Labs. Yeah, the other city. Getting things confused here. And so it technically takes part of that storyline from Arrow and made a new show off of it. So to all of us... comic nerds that that's not it. That's not a spinoff, but for the a TV series that technically counts.
I would say The Legends of Tomorrow, right?
That show's terrible.
But I would say that's in the sense of the DC TV series, I'd say that is a spinoff because they had all those characters like get developed on those shows on different episodes. And then
I want to know who sat in an executive boardroom. You know what we need? We need more Captain Colds. Oh, yeah. Great idea, Bill. Whatever.
Well, that's the same thing like with The Big Bang Theory, where they decided to do Young Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the show, and The Big Bang Theory to me is like, it's okay.
See, I actually thoroughly enjoy Big Bang Theory. I didn't like it at first. When it first came out, I thought Big Bang Theory was insulting to a point because everything was so over there. I'd be like, that is not what us nerds are like. And then after you sit down and watch, like, oh, okay, well, they're just kind of, okay, that's pretty clever. Okay, yeah. I can see some of myself in Sheldon.
but Young Sheldon, is that something that we needed?
No.
See, and I think that's one thing is Hollywood looks at these shows and they go, this is successful. What can we do to get more money?
Does it count as Hollywood when it's network TV? Because I think that's the overarching factor in a lot of these TV spinoffs.
We'll say the companies behind these beloved TV shows.
Yeah, because it was rampant in the early 90s. If there was a successful show, it's the best show, highest rated show of the network. Then the next year, there was like every character had their own show.
Well, yeah, look at Hercules started off, and then you got Xena spinoff of that, and then Jack of All Trades a spinoff of that, so... You know, good old Bruce Campbell in that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the 80s had it too. You know, speaking of one that we grew up with, He-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Spinoff, She-Ra.
Mm-hmm. And that's one that I'll give the She-Ra spinoff was probably a good idea.
Yep,
it might have been a little pinkified. Like, tried to make it a little too, quote-unquote, girly compared to He-Man, because She-Ra was... Let's be honest. I'm pretty sure She-Ra might have been able to take He-Man in a fight.
Probably. If I had to put money down, I would say yeah.
And I can guarantee you, as when She-Ra was her alter ego, she could have taken Prince Adam with a hand tied behind her back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just looking at him. But yeah, I'm sitting here looking at him. You're right, dude. I mean, the 90s, Baywatch went into Baywatch Nights, went into Baywatch Hawaii.
Yeah, did we need any of those? You could have just kept going with Baywatch. Oh, I found your Happy Days list here.
Yeah.
Happy Days on there from 1974 to 1984. Happy Days spawned Laverne and Shirley.
Mm-hmm. Which was
a good show.
Yeah.
Blansky's Beauties, Mork and Mindy, Mork and Mindy the Animated Series, Out of the Blue, The Fonz and the Happy Days Gang, and Joni Loves Chachi.
See, that's a lot of shows just from one show.
Yeah. And at least Happy Days was on the air for 10 years.
Yes.
Some of these spinoffs are off shows that made it like 2-3 seasons. Like, how do you have a spinoff with the... What?
Well, then you look at... I mean, so going off of that one is Mork and Mindy. I'm glad that it happened. I watched a few episodes here and there. I'm glad it happened because it helped Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, again, you look at all those spinoffs of just the one show of Happy Days, which was good, but... I wouldn't look at that thing and go, we need a spinoff of Joni and Chachi. Like,
yeah, and I think everybody has their own opinions on a lot of those shows because I think there's a lot of characters that are basically bit characters or side characters,
mm-hmm.
and that's the perfect way they should be. This is a terribly weird example.
All right.
Let's take every Adam Sandler movie made from like 1990 to 2000.
Okay.
How many of those was Steve Buscemi a character in?
Well, it's because
and he was hilarious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Steve Buscemi and I just forgot the names, but his friends that are in every movie.
Uh-huh. But for any of those characters specifically, Steve Buscemi, would any of them have made their own movie or TV show remotely watchable with those characters?
No.
Could you imagine? I mean, I could see Fox doing something like this. Oh yeah, we're gonna have a whole movie. What's it called? It's called You Can Do It. They're gonna say it 374 times, like. That sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit gone bad.
Well, I mean, Saturday Night Live right there did some spinoffs that went into movies, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Did they need to happen? I don't know. But
One of my favorite ones, we can go back to a little bit of a throwback of one of the longest-running sitcoms of its time, Married with Children.
Okay.
I loved that show as a child. Yes, it has some horrible messages, but if you take it in jest, it's full of really funny.
Right.
But it had a spinoff called Top of the Heap, which failed.
Oh, yeah.
When I had Vinnie Verducci and his father, Charlie, and they did that spinoff and it went nowhere. So they did it again and called it Vinnie and Bobby, and then it failed again. But do you remember who played Vinnie Verducci?
No, I don't.
It was Mr. Matt LeBlanc.
Ah.
From Friends. He was Kelly Bundy's main squeeze and got his own spin-off sitcom show because of Married with Children.
Apparently he doesn't do good with spin-offs because remember Joey was a spin-off of Friends and it...
I forgot they made his own show.
It didn't go anywhere. Well, and then you have some shows that are really popular, like Bones, you know, went from 2005 to 2017, just ended. In the middle of that, one of the seasons, they kind of hid a pilot for another show in with their current season of The Finder, which only lasted one season, but...
That was plenty.
There's shows that kind of tried to do that to get you to like, look, there's this... And now it's its own show.
It's trying to make its own sales pitch for it.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's the shows that, in my opinion, try to grasp our nostalgia, like Boy Meets World, 1993 to 2000. Plenty of time. Mm-hmm. Did a great job.
Time's passed.
And then they bring up Girl Meets World in 2014 to 2017 because they're like, we can hit all those kids growing up who are parents now.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried watching Girl Meets World and... It had its moments, but...
Don't lie, you binged the whole thing in one weekend, didn't you?
I didn't, no. I think I watched a couple episodes on, like, a plane trip.
So, I'm going to go out and say that, what do you think is one of the most successful spinoff franchises ever, in your humble opinion?
Ever? I mean, I know right now there's a successful one with Better Call Saul from Breaking Bad. Mm. That one seems to be doing pretty well. Fear the Walking Dead seems to be doing okay, but I'm not 100% positive. I don't watch that one.
See, I'm going to go with Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Star Trek, the original series. Then you have Star Trek, the animated series. Star Trek, the Next Generation. Star Trek, Deep Space Nine. Star Trek, Voyager. Star Trek, Enterprise. Star Trek, Discovery. And then the new one now is Star Trek... Is Discovery the newest one?
Well, I mean, if you want to talk... It's not a real spinoff. It's more of a homage, but the Orville.
Oh, season two of the Orville's almost out, isn't it?
It is.
I really enjoy that show, too.
See, and if you want to go that, I mean, you also have Broadway Open House. Now, I say that, and a lot of people go, what? That came from 1950 to 51.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that show, we got The Tonight Show and every incarnation of The Tonight Show going up to Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that. So... Yes, I know I wasn't around to watch Broadway Open House. I'm just going by the Wikipedia article on that one. But The Tonight Show, reality TV has some spinoffs that...
Well, yeah, you can't... technically, every season of The Bachelor's a new spinoff.
I would say Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Okay. Either way. Every food show, every group of people living together since the real world.
I mean, Gordon Ramsay's had how many spinoffs of his first show?
I don't know. Every time I come home during the day and turn on TV, there's some new cooking show with Gordon Ramsay hosting it, and he's either yelling at kids or redoing restaurants or...
It is fun when he yells, though.
I just feel it's uncomfortable when he yells. It's not like, oh, look how funny. He's being like, man, this is awkward. It's like being in the same room with a married couple that's fighting while you're out to dinner with them. How about this for some of the shows that a lot of people might not realize were spinoffs?
All right.
Take the most successful animated series ever, The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it was a spinoff because the original Simpsons cartoon was a animated short as part of the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, I was going to say it was part of a bit.
Mm-hmm. And yep. It spawned its own series. And look where we've come. The Facts of Life.
The Facts of Life.
Mm-hmm. We all love Trudy.
You take the good, you take the bad.
But that was a spinoff of Different Strokes.
That's true.
Which I remember seeing for some reason at that point in my life. I wasn't a Different Strokes fan as a kid, but when I turned the TV on, I always caught the very end of Different Strokes. So I'm pretty sure I saw the part of the credits with Nell Carter's name probably 4,000 times in my youth. Don't ask me why. I couldn't pick Nell Carter out of a lineup right now, but I know that she was in Different Strokes.
Also, you got the Andy Griffith Show. That's a spinoff of the Danny Thomas Show.
Yeah. See, that's another one I would not have guessed on.
It's weird looking through all these going, wow.
And here's one that's a trivia question you'll probably need to get someday. You're welcome. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
It was a spinoff of the Alvin Show.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't realize, but it was an animated television series, and it was very similar to the Nutty Squirrel Presents that had come on a year earlier than that. and the Alvin Show lasted just one season in primetime, and it was originally sponsored by General Foods, Jell-O, and Post Cereals, but then they moved it on, and instead of just Alvin, he had to have his pals, so it was Alvin and the Chipmunks, and then history was made for the next few decades.
Would you say all the Pokemon that we have now is a spinoff of the original?
Technically, yeah. You got Pokemon XY, Moon, Pokemon, etc.
Here's one, the Rifleman from 1958 to 1963. This is trivia for my dad, because I know he likes the Rifleman. He grew up with it. Is a spinoff of the Dick Powell Zane Grey Theater from 1956 to 1961. So, I mean, the spinoffs have been happening for a long time.
Okay, I have a list for you of what Business Insider calls the best spinoff TV shows of all time. All
right, let's see if we agree with this, because okay. If Darkwing Duck's not on there, then I disagree with everything.
Okay. One, Saved by the Bell.
What's that a spinoff of?
Apparently a spinoff of Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
See, is this one of those ones where, like, it was Good Morning, Miss Bliss with, like, one season or something like that, and then they're like, eh, that's not going anywhere, so they rebranded it something else?
Yeah, it was a teen sitcom picked up by Disney after an NBC pilot. So, probably didn't have a chance to see that one, but had no idea. And I also didn't realize after reading this that Saved by the Bell was only on the air for 4 years.
Because why does it seem like so much longer?
Because it was on like seven times a day. I don't know about you, but when I grew up, you could come home from school, turn on the TV, and one channel would have back-to-back episodes of Saved by the Bell, then another channel would have back-to-back episodes of Saved by the Bell, and then you could turn to the WGN20 channel from Chicago that we got here for some reason, and that would have back-to-back episodes. They'd like, you watch like 3.5 hours a day of it.
See, and that was like the morning for me before school, I'd turn it on. Like there would either be, I could watch Bewitched, Hogan's Heroes, I Dream of Jeannie, or Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that was on a lot longer than 4 years.
I know. Okay, continuing the tangent line, this is another list I forgot about, the Colbert Report.
Oh, yeah.
And all the subsequent Jon Stewart's Daily Show spinoffs. There's a whole bunch of shows now, but Colbert Report, well, one of the most successful. Star Trek Deep Space Nine, we already went down that path.
Yep.
Boston Legal.
Oh, yeah.
It was a spinoff of The Practice. Can't say I watched either of those.
Well, I mean, look at Law and Order.
Yeah, Law and Order, CSI. I feel like those ones, when you just take the show and put it somewhere else, like that doesn't count as a spinoff to me.
Well, that's like, I'm looking at this list, and they're saying DuckTales is a spinoff of DuckTales. I'd say that's a reboot.
Okay, what else we got? Stargate Atlantis is a spinoff from Stargate SG-1.
Mm.
Private Practice, spinoff of Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
CSA Miami and CSI New York, spinoffs of CSI.
Obviously.
NCIS, spinoff of JAG. Really? I thought that was the other way around.
Mm-mm.
I'll be darned. Learn something new every day with the internet.
Yeah, JAG came first, and they're like, old people love this show. NCIS. I liked NCIS for a little bit, so.
This is one that I kind of disagree with, because The Cosby Show, in its time before the Pudding Pop incidents of recent, was a good show, right? But then there was a Different World spinoff, which as a child, I thought was a dumb show. My sister wanted to watch it every time. I'm like, Different Strokes. This sucks. I'm going to go watch some picture pages.
Didn't The Cosby Show have, like, an animated part of that?
I think you're thinking of Fat Albert.
Yeah, that's right. also, what Perfect Strangers is a spinoff of...
really?
I just lost it.
You look that up. I'll go through
this. Yeah.
Next up, we have Laverne and Shirley, spinoff of Happy Days. We're going to talk about that. Empty Nest, spinoff of The Golden Girls. I didn't get into Empty Nest either. That was definitely aimed at a demographic far above mine as a child, but I just didn't get the Empty Nest very much.
Perfect Strangers is a spinoff of Family Matters, or vice versa, one of the two. Nope, yep. Family Matters is a spinoff of Perfect Strangers. I don't know. The timelines get weird.
Yeah. It's like a Marvel universe in here. Okay, these are ones that I can submit that they were really huge, even though I didn't like them very much.
Okay.
And I can't say I didn't watch them because my sister was a big fan. Beverly Hills 90210 spawned Melrose Place and Models, Inc. and a handful of other ones on there.
Yeah.
That's
iconic, getting heard, 90s right there.
It is Andy Griffith Show off Danny Thomas Show. Family Matters was a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, okay. So, we figured it out. Did you know that Gilligan's Island had spinoffs?
Tell me a tale.
Okay. You have 3 hours. So Gilligan's Island was on air from 64 to 67. For whatever reason, they decided The New Adventures of Gilligan from 74 to 77, Gilligan's Planet from 82 to 83, The Castaway on Gilligan's Island from 1979, which was a failed pilot, and then The Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island from 1981, which is a failed pilot.
All that from five people on a boat.
Yep.
Well, I guess we got six seasons of Lost, so... let's see. Other spinoffs that were, they say, were the best. Facts of Life from Different Strokes. Mm-hmm. The Jeffersons. Spinoff of All in the Family. The fact that those are spinoffs of each other... Yeah. Knowing anything about Archie Bunker's comedy, that doesn't seem right, but...
Yep.
Then we have Law & Order Criminal Intent and Law & Order Special Victims Unit from Law & Order. Frasier, spinoff of Cheers.
Yep.
Simpsons, spinoff of The Tracey Ullman Show. And that's what Business Insider, that's their list of what they say are the best spinoffs of all time.
Some of those I don't agree with, but, you know. I'm looking at this, and sometimes I'm looking at it, I don't even... Apparently Home Improvement had a spinoff show.
Oh, yeah.
Buddies.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, that had Dave Chappelle on it.
Oh, boy, I don't... See? I remember there being a spinoff, but I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah. It starred Dave Chappelle, Christopher Garten, Tanya Wright, and Richard Roundtree. With, I don't know.
All right, I have another list we can go the opposite side with.
The worst.
This is digitalspy.com. They have their list of the 12 all-time worst TV spinoffs.
All right, let's see how many of these we've seen.
Number 12, The City, spinoff of The Hills. I can guarantee I would never watch either of them.
Is that the MTV reality? No, I don't know.
Number 11, every Kardashian spinoff ever. I can raise a glass to that.
Yep.
Number 10, The Green Green Grass, spinoff of Only Fools and Horses. Number 9, The Carrie Diaries, is a spinoff from Sex and the City.
Yeah, that didn't last very long. Yeah.
Ravenswood, a spinoff of Pretty Little Liars.
Okay.
Tabitha, spinoff from Bewitched.
Yep, I remember that one.
The Golden Palace, spinoff from The Golden Girls, another one.
Yep.
Young American, the spinoff of Dawson's Creek, blah, blah, blah. Baywatch Nights from Baywatch. Time of Your Life from Party of Five. Joey from Friends, called that one. And they say the worst spinoff ever made, Walter, a spinoff from MASH.
MASH had a spinoff?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was a minor character. It was Radar O'Reilly, but he wasn't called Radar anymore.
If they would have called it Radar, it probably would have done better.
Well, apparently it was a show all about suicide, too. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's good for sitcom comedy.
How do you take a show like MASH, which was awesome, and then just flub it up by making...
I don't know. There's a lot of these decisions that get made for making TV shows that just hurt my brain at times. You're like, okay, well, of all the good TV shows you could be making, you're doing this. I mean, you look through the list of TV shows that get canceled and axed every year, and you see the lineup of what's coming out, and you're like, how... Who in their right mind? Okay.
You know what we forgot?
What's that?
One of the huge ones that affected our childhoods quite a bit.
Which one's that?
Looney Tunes.
True. There's
spinoff. Got Merry Melodies, The Bugs Bunny Show, Tiny Toon Adventures, which I grew up with, Tasmania, The Plucky Duck Show, Sylvester and Tweety. I mean, Baby Looney Tunes, Duck Dodgers. It just goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that could be said with a lot of the cartoons that we grew up with, but...
What's the thing? Because you're going back to... I haven't seen a list of it pop on the list, surprising, but the DuckTales and Darkwing Duck, yep, and Tailspin and all that whole...
Tailspin was a spinoff of the Jungle Book.
But didn't the Tailspin characters, didn't they have...
They might. I think they crossed over to DuckTales, but I think they were mainly a spinoff because it was Baloo.
Hmm.
Was...
We'll have to look into that one. We'll have to check the sources.
Because the pilot from Tailspin... was the pilot in Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
So, again, it's like a Marvel universe. What we need is
I need to watch more cartoons.
We need a cork board in here, and we need to get that yarn going, okay, this ties into this how. I mean, we could do that with every 90s cartoon, almost every 90s cartoon, like popular ones, seem to have a tie in with something. I mean, the Ninja
or a kid's version of it.
Yeah, the Ninja Turtles were on Power Rangers, for crying out loud.
You got Muppets, and now we got Muppet Babies.
Muppet Baby. I kind of liked Muppet Babies.
Yeah, Fraggle Rock.
Yep.
I had some spinoffs. Didn't Doozers have their own show for a while?
I don't remember, to be honest. I'm just
Doozers. I like the cut of their jib. Tasty radish flavored clear buildings.
I mean, I'm looking through this, and yep, there's the. Oh, MASH had three different spinoffs.
That's the other part, too, is because I think with that definition we talked about at the top of the show, there's a lot of these lists that take much more liberties with what is a spinoff and what's not a spinoff.
Yeah. MASH had Trapper John MD, which lasted almost 10 years, which is impressive. And then after MASH, and then Walter, which failed. I can't even imagine. We did get Family Feud, though. That's a spinoff from the Match game.
Really? Is that a spinoff?
That's what it says. And also Hollywood Squares, for whatever reason. So
they've tried to bring back that show like every decade, haven't they?
Hollywood Squares?
Yeah.
I think so.
All right. So I also have a looking to the future now, because we've kind of beat the dead horse of some of these older shows of just what spinoffs. Lots of good ones, lots of bad ones. And after looking through these lists, I can pretty much guarantee myself that I can't say I will hate something or love something simply because it is a spinoff. Because there's some pretty darn good spinoffs in here.
There is. I just one popped up. I'm flabbergasted by it. So what we kind of talked about, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They're saying the Ninja Turtles Next Mutation was a spinoff of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. To me, that'd be a spinoff of the Ninja Turtles, but...
nah.
Okay.
So these are some of the spinoff TV shows coming out in 2018, or some have already come out from Insider. Grown-ish is a spinoff from ABC's Black-ish. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen that yet. Black Lightning, it's another expansion of the Arrow universe. Have you watched any of that one?
No, I have not. But again, to me, I don't see that as a spinoff, but okay.
Yeah, we'll go with it. We'll go with it. Strike Back. Never heard of that. It's a Cinemax show.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. We're getting a Queer Eye show on Netflix.
Yep. I think season 2 come out.
Yeah.
Or are they adding another one to that?
Something like that. The Bachelorette Winter Games. If there could just never be another Bachelor or Bachelorette again, could life be better?
People love them, man.
I know. I don't understand. Everyone's got their thing. People get geekish about The Bachelorette, and does it make me a bad person if I judge them for it?
No, because they probably judge you for liking comics.
Yeah, take that, superheroes. Heathers is a remake.
That's to me is a reboot.
Yeah, they actually say a remake of the 88 Heathers movie and in their list of spinoffs.
From what I've heard so far in early reviews is it sucks.
American Idol. Still like Katy Perry, but no. Station 19.
They canceled American Idol. Brought it back?
It's March 11, 2018.
Weird.
American Idol being back. Station 19 is another spinoff of Grey's Anatomy. And Roseanne, which came back and then got canceled again, but it's coming back without Roseanne.
Yeah, the Connors.
There's a lot of politics in that one. Trading Spaces. That's a revival. That's not a spinoff. Little Women, that's another reboot.
For a minute there, I was hoping Trading Spaces was going to be like a spinoff show of Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. So I got a little I got a little excited there, but
Lost in Space, that's a reboot that's not a spinoff, but I do enjoy that new show quite a bit. And Muppet Babies is getting another reboot on the Disney Channel this year. Again, not a spinoff. It's a reboot of a spinoff.
But we've also talked about She-Ra is coming back as well, and there's some debate on the animation on that one, but that's a reboot of a spinoff.
I don't even want to go through the rest of this list. We have Bug Juice, Jersey Shore, Family Vacation, Bridezilla's, Rocco's Modern Life, Static Kling.
Hey, Rocco's Modern Life, didn't you shut your mouth on that.
That one I have hope for, but we'll see if they pull that out. But they're putting that, but did you read the rest of this list? The Continental, which is part of the John Wick franchise. That's a spinoff, technically. I'm going to be on Stars. And I know you liked John Wick movies quite a bit.
They're good.
Yeah, see, I watched the first one and I wasn't not...
What?
I was not that impressed with it.
Oh, man, that's another podcast right there of, like, how...
Like, I get it. He liked his dog.
Yeah, but they filmed a great action movie without all the jump cuts like Bourne Identity does. Like, Bourne Identity used jump cuts for everything. This was just, like, straight on, like...
Well, filming-wise, it was cool, but the story was just like, all right, okay. I love my dog, too.
Do we want to talk about stories?
We're talking about TV sitcoms, so probably not. Okay, in Mayans MC, She-Ra, which... That's, again, a reboot, not a spinoff.
Here's one that I don't know if it's on that list, but The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is going to be a spinoff of Riverdale.
They're remaking Murphy Brown.
Which, that's not a spinoff.
I know, but this... I'm not the best proofreader on earth. I'm the first to admit that. But this is Insider, theinsider.com. Big, big, big thing. And the headline of their article is TV... Well, let's see. Let me make sure before I get all upset about this. Oh, here are all the TV reboots and spinoffs. Oh, okay. Just the... Okay.
Good thing you
Insider, you win. You're right. I just didn't read your fine print.
You can take that foot out of your mouth now. But I think Rugrats is getting a reboot, but that's also one that had two spinoffs of All Grown Up and then Angelica and Susie's Preschool Days, which didn't go anywhere.
No,
but All Grown Up, I remember people loved that.
Well, I think that with the spinoffs, like, shows have a shelf life that sometimes they just need to end.
Scrubs.
Scrubs should have ended before they read the
last
season.
They ended it great.
Even Bones. I loved Bones. If they would have tried to suck another three or four seasons out of Bones, it would have gotten real bad.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm kind of worried about. Like, I really like Supernatural, but they're getting ready to do the 14th season? Mm-hmm. And I'm worried because that's just a lot of seasons.
Yeah, and that's where things like The Simpsons are so brilliant in the fact of when everybody stays the same, you could keep things going forward because everything can be a new adventure, but with actual actors and shows mm-hmm. and everybody growing and changing and evolving, whatever the show started as, it has already morphed into something by the end of a season, and you do that 10 or 15 times, and it just kind of like, okay, we're done with the story.
I think The Simpsons can get away with it, and I know some people are going, oh, The Simpsons need to be done, because they've been on the air for 20-something years.
Yeah, maybe 30.
I think they just beat Gunsmoke for the most episodes mm-hmm. or whatever. But I think the reason they can get away with it is because they stay topical. There's, yeah. You know, like you said, our pop culture and technology and everything's just changing, so they can keep kind of morphing around that. Does it need to keep going on? I still enjoy it, but I can see some people's argument of needing to stop it.
Mm.
And I just had the realization, I think I know why I thought Saved by the Bell was on a lot longer, because it had spinoffs of The College Years and then The New Class.
Yeah, but those didn't count.
I know, but I remember...
Wasn't, like, Screech the assistant principal when they go back to school?
Well, here's the thing, is, like, Saved by the Bell ended in 93, The College Years was from 93 to 94, and The New Class started in 93 and went to 2000. So, that would be why it seems like it was on a lot longer, because I think they all just kind of blend together.
And back then, they just would keep repeating it. They'd buy the rights to it, and then yep. some channel would be playing it nonstop. And that's where I feel bad about saying the things that everything needs to stop, like a Simpsons. Again, I'm saying this from someone that loves... I could probably still recite the first 10 or 12 seasons by memory mm-hmm. if you put the cartoon on the background. And I haven't watched them near as much to the point, but if people still enjoy it, why does it need to stop? You don't have to watch any shows. It's not like they're shoving The Simpsons down your throat anymore. There's not Simpsons merchandise on every end cap, Simpsons on every T-shirt.
It wasn't the 90s.
Oh, yeah. It was everywhere. They even made fun of themselves for that. But
yeah.
And I'm okay with shows sticking around if there's a fan base for them.
Well, and like we kind of said, is they're not really getting stagnant. Yes, they've repeated some jokes and everything like that, but I think those are kind of throwbacks for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that I will say, and I'm probably going to get hate for this, is Family Guy. It tries too hard to be relevant like The Simpsons. I think that's why The Simpsons succeed, is because they don't try too hard. They go with what they have and what's...
I'm with you on that one, because I enjoyed the first, like, three or four seasons of Family Guy and just quit caring about it because it was... trying too hard. It was more sight gags and over the top mm-hmm. than it was anything else, where The Simpsons still relied on a heavy dose of cleverness. Even if there was an over the top joke, the T-shirt somebody was wearing or something that happened in the background was a very, very clever, like, oh my, did they rewind that, let me see that again.
I like how you said rewind that, because I just got the sound of the VHS. I used to record them so I could watch them. But that's the thing is, like, you know, we have, for some reason, I keep wanting to say The Critic is a spinoff of The Simpsons, but I know it's not. Remember The Critic with John?
He did crossover.
Yeah. They did crossovers, but that's another thing. We could talk about crossovers, but we could talk for hours.
We always could, but we'll keep things short. We've been talking lots of TV, so we want to involve you in the conversation. You are our lovely listeners of the Get Geekish podcast. We appreciate you taking the time to
listen to us.
Yeah, I think that works. So chime in. Go to the Podbean app or go to the Facebook page or the website and chime in what some of your favorite or least favorite spinoffs were.
And
or maybe something that needs a spinoff that never got one.
That's true.
Transformers, the early years.
Did that really need to happen, though?
Well, I would take anything pre-Michael Bay.
Could you say Transformers are a spinoff of GoBots? Anyway.
Optimus Prime, the Orion Pax years.
I'm sure you're listening to us via however you did, but, you know, we're on Podbean. We're on... I know that... Just go
you
with it.
You know what? You're listening to us because you're listening to us on something that you chose to listen to us on. And for that, we thank you.
Just go with it. We're on Podbean, iTunes.
Google Play.
And, you know, local thing here just happened. We got picked up.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to Ames Student Radio.
Yeah. Ames Student Radio. They
we're playing our podcast on Wednesday night. So, Ames.
Holla. All right.
You just hollered. All right. Let's get geekish. We'll see you next week.